Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are mixed with soybeans seeing the gain today. Interesting, soybeans had a horrible technical day on the charts, and like in our newsletter at heartlandinvest.com, which you're welcome to go get a free trial, 30 days to it at our website, I had said, you know what, these algorithm computers, once they start selling what was a good day overnight on Sunday, they pounded it pretty hard every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, right into the close. And I said, you know, turnaround Tuesday is probably going to work out okay for beans, and that it is occurring, popping higher. Even though we're seeing Brazil get their harvest rolling, we're still maintaining premiums to Brazil. Part of it's because their currency has firmed up as of late, and ours is weakening. If you hadn't noticed, ours is kind of falling out of bed. And of course, gold and silver have precipitated that perception. We got the U.S. dollar today down 82 cents at 96.04. Federal Reserve's meeting right now. They're going to tell us tomorrow that we assume they're going to say no interest rate changes right now. Or does the dollar know something? And so the dollar is under pressure, which is friendly longer term for the grains. You get this dollar under 9,600, and then you start trending lower yet some more. All of a sudden, our grain becomes the Kmart Blue Light Special on sale. And then we start seeing more sales popping up, similar to like this morning. We had a flash sale for sorghum, the first large flash sale of sorghum since August of 2024. You got to go back 11 years. We've seen a flash sale of 306,000 tons of sorghum, and it's to an unknown. That unknown is likely China, because China likes to buy sorghum. And there's 110,000 metric tons of corn to an unknown. Well, usually we would know if it's Mexico. Maybe China's bumping in, starting to buy some corn from us, because after all, their corn in China trading on the Dalian Exchange is at six-month highs. While our corn is just coming off of five-month lows. So something's going on, and China's probably going to be buying some corn. Whether it's today or not, we'll see. Probably was the sorghum. We'll find out later on. We love how they play this sneaky time here with being able to get away with reporting unknown for a while. President Trump speaks this afternoon at 3 o'clock in Clive, Iowa. Never heard of it. One of my employees told me it's a suburb of Des Moines, Iowa, so that's why he's going there, flying in easy to Des Moines. He's going to be speaking at 3. There's hope that he's going to talk about E15 legislation. Maybe he'll get something rolling there. You wouldn't know it watching the corn futures right now. They're down a penny or so. But he may make announcements on either the EPA's upcoming RVOs and RINs that are going to be announced, or else he has other news to tell us on ethanol or biodiesel that could be helpful, like 45Z. And so that could be coming at 3 o'clock. That's why the bean oil is kind of firm today, back near its annual highs for the year here. We're up 47 cents on March bean oil, 54.36, but they're not knocking the pieces out of soybean meal March. That's only down 30 cents a ton, 294. So soybeans then March up 5.75, 10.67.5. May up 5.75 at 10.79.75. In the corn, March we're down 1.25 right now at 4.27. May off a penny, 4.35. July down a penny at 4.41. Wheat higher, and we're higher in Kansas City. Let me give you a little tidbit, whether it means anything or not. It's called the 200-day moving average on the continuation wheat chart. And for, well, almost a year now, we can never go above the 200-day moving average for more than 2 days before they hammer it back below it. Well, today we are the third day in a row above the 200-day moving average, which right now is floating at about 5.29.25. We're currently 5.32.25, up 2.5 cents. So unless they hammer it on the close with the vigilante sellers or not, something's cooking, and maybe it's with Crisco. Maybe wheat's got something coming here it wants to rally on, because the technicals are flipping positive, and those index funds that are heavily short, well, they do watch technical indicators, and will three closes over the 200-day make them go, maybe we shouldn't be so short like this with the U.S. dollar so cheap and metals in the stratosphere? Might not be a bad idea to get some out of these negative short positions that just ain't making any money to the downside anymore. Kansas March wheat, 5.32, up 2.25. Chicago March, up a penny, 5.23.5. But forget Minneapolis, that doesn't like to rally. Currently down 0.25 cents after being a penny or so higher earlier in the day. We're at 5.69.5 on March. May down 0.25, 5.81.25. September Minneapolis down 0.25 at 6.09.75. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us, 701-222-0221. In the cattle futures, we are softer on the day. Box beef not helping much. We have up only 37 cents on choice, 369.27, but they dropped select $2.55 to 364.57. The board has February cattle down 25 cents, 235.77. April off 52 cents, 237.47, while June gives up 37 cents to 233.25. Feeder cattle, January above the feeder index, we're up 25 cents, 366.95. That has to come together on Friday for settlement. March feeders are down 22 cents, 362.37, as we mark time for the annual cattle inventory report Friday out at 2 p.m. April feeders down 15 cents, 361.05. August feeders up 20, 357.75. Hogs are creeping a little higher today. Again, up 67 cents for February, 88.97, a big jump in the pork product numbers, higher by 12 cents for April, 96.85, up 32 cents for June, 109.45. Now the metal markets, with the dollar down 82 cents at 96.04, we are looking at valuations that are compared to 12.30 yesterday before they pounded everything lower. The gold shows up $4.80 at $5,086.90, but silver is down $8.29 at $107.20. But that's from 12.30 yesterday, or 12.25 if you want to be exact. Meanwhile, Bitcoin finding a little interest on the January contract, up $240. We're at $87,825. Crude oil creeping back higher again, back up to the January highs as President Trump has his armada in the Mediterranean, and he's watching Iran to make sure they play nice with the protesters. So we'll see here, at least, I guess how I'm not going to make that fun joke. Anyway, we have the crude oil up $1.37 at $62 on the March contract. The gasoline for March up 3 cents a gallon, $1.87. Diesel fuel March up 4 cents at $2.38¾. Any questions, you can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.